Modi's India, Nationalism and the Future of Democracy. India's PM and his ruling BJP party are campaigning to be elected for a third term. But what does that mean for India?
This month, the world's largest democracy holds a national election. In reality, there is little doubt who India's 912 million voters will elect. Narendra Modi, the populist prime minister who has been in power since 2014. Unfortunately, that is bad news for India's minorities. For the ideal tolerance and secularity that followed independence in 1947, and possibly even for Indian democracy itself. Modi's ruling party, the BJP, is Hindu nationalist. It promotes a romantic myth of a golden age when Hindu India was the greatest civilization in the world before Muslim invaders arrived in the 11th century. This story is not supported by historical evidence, but populist movements need enemies to galvanize their supporters. For the BJP, the enemy is the 20% of India's 1.4 billion citizens who are not Hindu. Muslims make up 14.2% of India's population, Christians 2.3%, and Sikhs 1.7%. Over the past 10 years, they have all, but especially Muslims, been subjected to an intensifying campaign of intimidation, violence, and killings at the hands of BJP supporters. This has only increased Modi's popularity. He's like a saint, one partisan told The Economist recently, saying that thanks to him, Hindus walk with their heads held high, and Muslims keep their heads down. If Narendra Modi and his BJP party are elected to an unprecedented third term in office, everyone expects this harassment to reach new levels. For instance, this year's election campaign started in January with Modi's opening of a new Hindu temple in the city of Ayodhya. This temple has been built on the site of a 16th century mosque that was destroyed by a Hindu nationalist mob back in 1992. The mob's justification was that the mosque had replaced an earlier temple, and, at the time, the dispute was considered an exceptional case. Today, thousands of mosques across India are in dispute, even when there is zero evidence of earlier Hindu temples. Muslims already face discrimination in numerous areas, such as education, employment, and housing. The police rarely investigate crimes against them, and the country's judicial system consistently fails to punish Hindus guilty of killing Muslims. Some believe the Modi government will eventually downgrade their citizenship status and change their voting rights. Muslims are seen now only through their Muslim lens, according to a spokesman for Samajwadi, a rival political party. They are no longer chefs or athletes or professors. It's very clear. As a Muslim now, you are very careful of where you move, what time you move, who you move with, what you wear, and what you are carrying with you. The dream of a secular and tolerant nation that was written into India's constitution by Mahatma Gandhi and other leaders of the independence campaign is effectively dead. But how far will nationalists go? Many people suspect that Modi's next step will be the most symbolic yet, renaming India. In its constitution, the nation is known as India and Bharat. But Modi favors Bharat because of its Sanskrit origins. On official letters, Modi generally signs himself as Prime Minister of Bharat. It is no coincidence, then, that 28 opposition parties in this election have formed an alliance calling itself the Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, or INDIA. Unfortunately, INDIA will almost certainly lose, but India too.